Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and if health is your first and most important issue in your life, I know you're going to enjoy our guest today. Our guest is Dr. Janet Bond Drill, and we're going to be talking about a subject everybody, one point or another, is asked what their numbers are. It's all about cholesterol. We're talking about today, cholesterol down, 10 simple steps to lower your cholesterol in, get this, folks, 4 weeks without prescription drugs. Dr. Brill, welcome to the show.
Oh, good afternoon, Donna. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, I have to chuckle because there you are in sunny Florida, and I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest where it's gray and cool. It's perfect weather for walking, but of course you'd say it's perfect weather for walking in Florida, too, because your temps are so wonderful.
This is true.
You have a topic here that is a personal issue for you, because that's part of how this book came about, was because of your own journey of exploration. But I want my audience to know a little bit about your background.
Okay.
You were born and raised in New York City.
That's right.
You came from a family that was very well established in stage and screen, and you went to the Walden School in Manhattan and graduated at the age of 16, went to the University of Miami. You got a BS in biology, and then you worked as a flight attendant for Pan American World Airways for 7 years.
Yes, I did.
Then you went from there. You did a real 180-degree shift. You went for your doctoral degree and master's degree in exercise physiology from University of Miami. You also got your second master's degree in nutritional science from the Florida International University. You work as a nutritionist. You are registered and licensed as a dietitian, a personal trainer, a wellness coach, and a former adjunct faculty member at the University of Miami, where you've taught. Now, I want to know, with all of this, how come you ended up with a cholesterol problem?
Well, I can thank my parents for that. Sadly, well, my father died of a heart attack, and he actually had his first heart attack when he was quite young, in his 40s, and then he ended up succumbing to a heart attack some 20 years later. And then my mother has always had high cholesterol. She had it in the 300s, so they put her on the first statin drug way back in 1987, and she's been on a statin medication ever since to control her cholesterol. So I have that in my genes. But actually, it was quite upsetting for me, because I thought I was living the ultimate lifestyle for good heart health. I was running marathons and eating a pesco vegetarian diet for a good two decades. And so I was shocked when I went myself to the doctor, and my bad cholesterol, my LDL, came back very high. So naturally, I was concerned with my family history. And yet I wasn't ready to take a lifetime medication. I wasn't ready to go on a statin drug just yet. I wanted to try a more natural approach. And so I hit the books, and it was quite serendipitous, because just at that time, this new natural combination therapy, cutting-edge science, was just coming out in the scientific literature. So I, and by the way, that's the magic word, combination.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what it was taking foods that were all scientifically proven to lower bad or LDL cholesterol, and combining them all together, and that resulted in a very dramatic cholesterol lowering effect, which was equivalent to a statin drug, only without the side effects. So I tried it on myself and had amazing results, and then I tried it on so many of my willing patients with high cholesterol that were all asking me for a natural alternative to a statin medication, and it worked like a charm. That's what made me decide to write a book, so I could help other people too that were interested in lowering cholesterol without medication, or as an adjunct to their statin medication.
Well, there's so much that is coming out more and more. The public is wanting to be more educated on why certain things will work, why other things won't. All of us are so uniquely individual.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about your family background. Here you are, someone that's so well versed in nutrition. Like you said, I'm supposedly doing everything right, and then lo and behold, here's this patterning here. Your body chemistry factory is doing something that just isn't going along with what the rule of thumb is, and then you find things that you can do to make a difference. I love what you have in your book, because right at the very beginning, you say, statin drugs, what are the side effects? And the most commonly reported adverse side effects of statin drugs is headache, gastrointestinal complaints, fatigue, flu-like symptoms, elevated liver enzymes, myalgia, myopathy, and a more serious level of myopathy. I mean, there's all of this detail that you give.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the greatest things about today's world is that you can find this information. It's not hidden from you in an inner sanctum, but here it is. And you have put this in your book, Cholesterol Down, 10 Simple Steps. Now, give us a breakdown on LDL, HDL, and when you're talking about this, why is it that the higher numbers are so negative in some people, and why they're not in others?
Well, first of all, let me just back up and say that another reason why I wrote the book was because I was hearing time and time again stories from my patients about the side effects, about debilitating side effects from statin medication.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that because I think that the pharmaceutical industry has kind of not publicized that these side effects are more frequent than we're led to believe. So, and I was hearing this in my patients. So usually I was seeing much more muscle issues, such as complaints about terrible aches and pains and cramps and that type of thing. But back to your question about LDL and HDL. Well, HDL I don't address necessarily in my book, but HDL is the good or the healthy cholesterol, and you want that number as high as possible. One of the steps in my plan, my cholesterol down plan, is walking exercise or aerobic exercise, which is the best medicine out there for raising your good HDL cholesterol. So that's something to keep in mind. But LDL cholesterol is never a high number is never a good thing. In fact, we want to aim, the government has come out and suggested that most otherwise healthy Americans should aim for a number of 100 milligrams per deciliter for their LDL or bad cholesterol. So that's kind of a nice round number for people to remember. You want to get that LDL down to under 100. And if you're at high risk, the government has come out with this new ultra-low goal for your LDL, and that would be under 70. So the bottom line is that high LDL kills, and America's people need to know that if their number, they need to know the number, step one, and then they need to get it down if it's high. And I can help people to get that number down using nothing more dangerous or expensive than an apple and a bowl of oatmeal for breakfast and some walking thrown in, too. So.
Wow. I mean, how simple can you get? But I want to direct a question to you, because I have been in conversation with people, and they say there is so much myth about cholesterol. Now, you have where they said 180. Now they're saying below 100.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, what are the facts behind this?
There is, you know, the science is crystal clear. There is, I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about the bad cholesterol, the LDL. You don't want that to be high, because that is a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke. So I don't think there's really any question about that. I think that another reason why I wrote the book is because I found that my patients were confused with all the numbers associated with heart health. You know, I have patients coming to me saying, okay, my bad cholesterol is too high and my good is too low, and that's what my physician said. And I would answer, like, wait a second here, let me see your numbers. And it turns out that their bad cholesterol, their LDL, was too high. So what I wanted to teach people, and what in my practice, was focus on LDL cholesterol. That is the number that... It's much simpler and let your doctor kind of deal with the other numbers, but look at your LDL, and that will give you a snapshot of your risk for heart attack and stroke. And if you can get that number down, that's a good thing, and you want to aim for under 100, or if you're high risk, under 70.
Now, a big issue today is the fact that women are experiencing more and more heart attacks, or maybe we're becoming more aware of this. Men, heart attack situations, I mean, it's almost a given. There's very few people I've ever talked to that have not had someone in their family, especially a male, that's had a heart attack. But women today, they're finally catching up scientifically and realizing that women don't have heart attacks the same way. So this is a factor when women are looking at maintaining wellness, just like the guys. That this is significant information for them to be aware of.
This is extremely important. Women need to know that this is not just a man's disease. 50,000 more women died in 2004 than men from heart attack and stroke. So more women are dying. Not only that, the symptoms in women are more subtle. They're easier to miss. Physicians do not pick it up as easily in women as men. And the prognosis for women is worse if they have a heart attack. So, and they're less likely to be treated aggressively. So, and you know what's interesting to me is, and unfortunate, is that if you talk about breast cancer, that really strikes quite an emotional chord in most women, but not heart disease. Yet, 1 in 30 women will die of breast cancer, whereas 1 in 3 will die of a heart attack or stroke. So, the problem is that women need to become educated, and they need to bring their cholesterol down, know their risk factors, and know that this is most likely the disease that they can or will die from. But women don't have to, and men, they don't have to die from a heart attack or a stroke, because cardiovascular disease is almost entirely preventable, and through simple lifestyle changes that I outline in my cholesterol down plan.
Now, let's talk about the liver. This is a phenomenal organ in the body.
Mm-hmm.
It is also the manufacturer of cholesterol, which is very necessary for the body, because often it is that repairing factor or substance that the body uses for whatever may be going on. I mean, the body
That's
is
true.
Such an amazing, amazing living machine. It just is always fascinating to me.
Yes, sir.
Now, here you've had your situation in your family where you inherited a genetic patterning towards this.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to people? How could they go about finding out if they have a genetic predisposition towards this, and or if it is something that is just a part of their lifestyle? What are they going to do? What questions do they need to ask of themselves, and what tests should they take?
Well, there's what's called a familial hypercholesterolemia, and that's something that needs to be diagnosed by a physician, and that is a true genetic tendency to overproduce bad or LDL cholesterol, and in that case, that has to be treated certainly medically. But I think the majority of people that have high cholesterol and high LDL bad cholesterol, you can't really blame that all on your genes, just as I saw in myself. What it is you may be eating a healthy diet and exercising, but you're not eating the right foods and doing the right thing that would bring your bad cholesterol down. So what I like to, I hope that I can teach people in my book, is that there's a special kind of fiber. I mean, I was eating a high fiber diet before when my cholesterol was high, and I didn't understand the concept that there is a special type of cholesterol lowering or targeting fiber that's only found in a few foods on the planet. And so if you add in these foods that contain this special type of fiber, that will target the bad cholesterol and bring it down. So you can eat healthy and lower your cholesterol naturally, your bad LDL cholesterol. And that can be done even if you have a genetic predisposition to producing quite a bit of cholesterol by your liver.
One of the products that you mentioned as a supplement, which I learned about, interestingly enough, a good 15 years ago from a scientist that was working with me on my television show when I had it. And it's the coenzyme Q10, or CoQ10. Many people would hear about that. Why is that so valuable?
Well, actually, CoQ10 is... is a fat fat soluble type of it's an antioxidant, and it's found in all of our cells. But the problem with CoQ10 is that statin drugs such as Lipitor or Zocor can deplete your CoQ10 levels, which some scientists think may be a contributing factor to those painful side effects that are observed in people with muscle aches and pains and things like that. So, and actually in Canada, they require that statin medication have a note on the bottle that says that CoQ10 can be depleted, and so they suggest supplementing. And so I tell my patients that they're having side effects with statin medication, that there's nothing wrong with trying to add in a CoQ10 supplement with their statin drug.
Now, my guest today is Dr. Janet Bond Brill. Her book is called Cholesterol Down, and this is about 10 simple steps that you can do. This isn't going to cost you a fortune. You don't have to panic. Believe me, it's palatable. You can handle it. And in 4 weeks, 4 weeks, you could go in for a test and find your cholesterol is down. So why not look at something like this? Now, let's talk about something, Dr. Brill.
Yes.
You have the European polymeal strategy, and I love this.
Yeah.
I mean, this was so great. Now, this is from the British Medical Journal. This is called a polymeal. It includes 7 foods: red wine, 5 ounces, fish, 4 ounces, dark chocolate, 3.5 ounces. That grabbed me right there.
Oh, yeah, don't you love that?
Fruits and vegetables, garlic, just a small amount, and then almonds. How did they come to choose these 7?
Well, those actually, some of those differ a little bit from my steps in my cholesterol down plan, but they chose those foods because they are all linked scientifically with a healthy heart and promoting heart health. So their theory was if you ate those every day that you would have a significant reduction in coronary artery disease and actually increase your lifespan. So what I did for my book is I based, when I was doing the research on natural combination therapy, again, we can go back to that principle that each step that I included in my cholesterol down plan has been previously proven scientifically to lower the bad cholesterol in a slightly different way. So it's that combination, the magic word again is combination of all of them together on a daily basis that's going to magnify the cholesterol-lowering effect, making my plan comparable to statin drugs, only without the side effects. So the polymeal is kind of a similar concept, which I was very attracted to because of the great foods in there. And by the way, in my book, I have a lot of recipes that are based on kind of that Mediterranean style of eating, which is such a nice way of eating. It's not, I don't think people feel deprived at all because you can still enjoy the good things in life, a nice glass of red wine with dinner and maybe some dark chocolate for dessert and garlic and olive oil and nuts and all these foods that taste great.
Yes, and that's true. And I think the joy of eating should be exactly that. I think it should be the joy of eating. Now let's talk about an ingredient that is so inexpensive to have and to use, and that's oatmeal.
Yes.
And you say a cup of oatmeal every day. Now on the box it says a half a cup of your oatmeal is a one serving when you go and you get like the stone rolled oats or whatever, and you even break down the different types of oats, which I thought was interesting. You have groats, steel cut, rolled oats, which are old fashioned oats, quick cooking, instant oat flour, and oat bran. Why is it that oat bran is not as effective as the oatmeal?
Well, oat bran is actually what it says, the outer layer of the oat kernel, and that's where remember I talked about that special cholesterol-lowering fiber? Well, in the case of oatmeal, that's called beta-glucan, And the beta-glucan is concentrated in the oat bran. But again, the oat bran is just the outer layer, so they take off. So you miss out on that inside stuff in the kernel, in the oat kernel. So that's unfortunate because there's a lot more good stuff inside as well. So what I recommend is a lot of people, I happen to personally like the steel cut. I think it has a great flavor and mm-hmm. a much better texture than the more processed. And it also is higher in that beta-glucan. But for people that don't have time to cook the steel cut or the Irish oatmeal, which takes longer to make, then the instant is fine. Just make sure that you add back some of the oat bran on top and also go for the regular flavor, unsweetened. And that way you'll be getting the benefit of the beta-glucan, and but you can eat it, you can cook it quickly in the microwave and get out the door in a few minutes
mm-hmm,
in
right.
the morning.
Now, there's another part, that's almonds. And mm-hmm. you say almonds contain antioxidants. Tell us what it contains and why is that so good about preventing plaque buildup in the arteries?
Almonds are what a fabulous food. I just they're incredibly nutritious, a great snack, sweet and crunchy. What you need to remember about almonds is, though, that a little goes a long way. You just want to eat a handful, not a bowlful, because they're very high in calories because they have a good dose of that heart healthy fat, the mm-hmm. monounsaturated fat like olive oil. But you asked about the antioxidants, and almonds have two very powerful antioxidants in them. One is vitamin E, and the other is called flavonoids. The flavonoids are located, by the way, on the skin. So when you buy the almonds, you want to make sure that you get unblanched or the whole natural mm-hmm. almonds with the skin on. Antioxidants are how our body defends itself against what's called free radicals, which are highly destructive molecules that can cause disease. And many of the steps in my cholesterol down plan, not just almonds, contain potent antioxidants. So that is, in fact, three of the steps made the USDA's top 20 power antioxidant food list, and that would be almonds, beans, and apples.
Fabulous. Now, flaxseed. I have to share with you a girlfriend of mine. We talk nutrition all the time. We've known each other for years.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about flax seeds a while back. And she said when she was a little girl growing up, they would visit, her family would visit her grandparents on their farm. And her granddad used to sit and just scrunch and munch flax seeds. And she'd hear him popping these little seeds, and she'd say, Grandpa, what are you eating? He said, these are flax seeds. He says, here, have some. And they're very good for you. And
oh, yeah.
She said, here I am as an adult. She's in her 50s now. And she goes, I'm making bread with them and everything else. And she herself, just like you, has lowered her cholesterol naturally.
Oh, I see.
And she said she credits the flax. And,
absolutely.
You know, also some lecithin use. But she said flax she includes in everything.
And as I said, that each of the steps has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol, and flax seeds have definitely been shown to lower LDL or bad cholesterol. And what a great, nutritious food. Flax seeds have been around a long time. You know, they're an ancient crop, and we've been eating them for thousands of years. So they're full of that special cholesterol-lowering fiber, but they also have some other interesting components. When I think of flax seeds for heart health, I think of them as a three-part package. And basically, they contain a lot of the fiber, but they also contain lignin, which is a plant hormone or a phytoestrogen that is a strong antioxidant as well that fights plaque buildup in the arteries. So, and a third component of flax seeds is the omega-3 fatty acids, which are an anti-inflammatory fat, and that's another wonderful and nutritious component of flax seeds that's going to be healthy for your heart and protect your arteries.
And flax seeds, you could just toss right in with the oatmeal.
You can, but one thing you got to make sure is you need to grind them up first. And
well,
I like
why?
Because otherwise, there's a very hard shell or hull that's surrounds the seed, and so your body can't digest that. So if you don't grind them up first, then you're really not going to be able to take advantage of the nutrition. So I use a coffee grinder,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's best to try and grind them up on an as-needed basis. And what you can do is kind of grind a bunch up and put it in an airtight container, and then I keep mine in the freezer because that'll last for a while. If you just have the seeds, you could, some people keep them out on the counter. That'll last forever. I mean, you know, a good year or so at room temperature. But again, you want to grind them up first before you eat it. And that's a good point that you brought up about throwing it on the oatmeal. A lot of my patients, and including myself, I like to get a ton of these steps out of the way at breakfast.
Yes.
So I throw everything into my oatmeal. And so I throw the ground up flax seeds into the oatmeal, and then I add soy milk into my oatmeal, and that way I get all those steps out of the way right at breakfast.
You've got so much good information here. You talk about psyllium seeds. You talk about the value of the apple. There's the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
An apple a day keeps the cardiologist away.
There we go. That's an even better one.
Yeah.
And then you go into a number of different components. And garlic, of course, has always been known for its healthy properties. I mean, my goodness, I'm from an Italian background. A self-respecting Italian would never cook without garlic.
Never.
And one way or another. I mean, that's just the staff of life. And walking. Let's get into the walking aspect, because this is something you don't have to do a power walking. You just walk. And when I was growing up, of course, again, from the Italian background, that's something you did after dinner, too. I mean, whenever you had a meal, you always went for a walk. We always did that. You just didn't lay down and go to sleep.
You know, I mentioned that in my book as well, because I remember my aunt and uncle used to always go for a walk after dinner, and I think I describe it as an old American pastime that we don't seem to do anymore. But it's such a healthy activity, and what a great way to digest your food and also to enjoy the exercise.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a good time for conversation.
Uh-huh.
I have a very dear friend, Sal, and he's almost 80 years of age, and he's from Italy himself.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went back to visit, he said it was so congenial, because it's just a natural part of European environment, just
it
from
is.
The structure. And it's like, well, it's a time you sit, you talk, you communicate, you have a wonderful meal, and then you go and you go for a stroll. You don't get out there and try to do anything 10,000 miles an hour. You're not trying to overwork the body. But it's a wonderful way to have conversation. It's a wonderful way to unwind from stress in the day. And you can, you make a comment in your book about walk your weight and your cholesterol down.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us what that is all about. Because so many of us are looking at this and going, excuse me, you mean I have to walk 160 miles for every pound out of, you know,
I mean, there are just amazing benefits that go along with a regular exercise program, but an added bonus is that it helps with weight control, because aerobic exercise, walking, burns calories.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually showed that in my dissertation, in my research at the University of Miami. I put overweight women on a diet and exercise plan, and I compared them to women that were just on the diet alone, and I found that those that walked a half hour a day were able to lose the same amount of weight, but their bad cholesterol, their LDL, went down as well. So walking is just a wonderful habit to get into, and especially for protecting your heart and preventing heart disease, the number one killer of American men and women.
My guest today has been Janet Bond Brill. Her last name is spelled B like boy, R-I-L-L. Her fascinating, informative, down-to-earth, easy-to-read, easy-to-follow book about cholesterol. If you have a problem with this, if you have a loved one that has a problem with this, it is a must-read. Cholesterol Down is its title. 10 simple steps to lower your cholesterol in 4 weeks. That's all it takes, without any kind of prescription drug. Now, she also has a bunch of recipes in her book. How does this sound to you? A walnut-encrusted salmon? Roasted tomatoes with garlic? Does that sort of cause your saliva to just sort of build up in the mouth when you go, that sounds pretty good? How about oat apple flax pancakes for Sunday morning or any morning breakfast? Maybe lunch, maybe dinner, who cares? This is good food, good recipes. She did this herself. She's not talking about this from a positioning of, I think you should do this. She's saying, this is what I did for me, folks. It worked. why not try it?
It's doable,
down.
Trust me, because
yeah.
I like to eat.
Now,
and I like good food. So,
so do I. What's your website, Dr. Vril?
It's www.cholesteroldownbook.com.
Okay, and cholesterol is spelled CHOLESTEROL, cholesteroldown.com.
No, cholesteroldownbook, B-O-O-K.
Oh, I beg your pardon, B-O-O-K.com, cholesteroldownbook.com, and you'll have all kinds of good information there. This has been such a delight, Dr. Vril. Again, her book is Cholesterol Down, 10 Simple Steps to Lower Your Cholesterol in 4 Weeks. And trust me, folks, you're not going to be in pain, suffering, and gnashing of teeth. Good basic stuff.
And it works.
And it
trust
works.
Me.
It works. And
it
you'll
does.
Be able to join the Italians of the world saying, yes, you can enjoy food and enjoy life and have good health.
That's
at the same
true.
Time. Dr. Vril, thanks ever so much.
Oh, thank you, Donna. It's been a pleasure.
It has been a delight. You did a wonderful job with this book. We're taking a break, and we're going to be back in just a moment. Phone lines will be open at that time. Don't you go away now. We'll be right back.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Well, we've got our telephone lines open, and if you would like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with some intuitive insight. And that means you can get a reading from me on the air, and all you need to do is call one of these numbers for the U.S. Our toll-free number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. For those of you in Canada, you can call me on 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. We also have another direct line if you choose to use that at 530-876-3222. Well, I've got so many wonderful things to share with you today. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is a little bit of science. Have you ever had your palm read? Have you ever had that done? Well, I have, and it has often been quite interesting and challenging to the degree that I have in my library some books written by some people that really did a lot of scientific investigation regarding the history of palmistry, etc. But now they are really doing some interesting things, and they're finding that you can get a lot of information about personality types. methinks this has been talked about for many, many centuries. Now, there's a psychologist, Peter Hurd, of the University of Alberta in Canada, who compared the second and fourth fingers, that is, the index and ring fingers, of 300 university students and found males with the longest ring fingers were most likely to get in fights. Now, they're taking a very scientific attitude about this. This is what he had to say about the longer ring-to-index finger ratio. He said it's been correlated with higher levels of prenatal testosterone exposure. That's an interesting point. Ladies, you might want to observe that in the gentleman's hand. Previous studies have suggested that men with longer ring fingers are better when it comes to sports and have especially developed male pattern visuospatial skills. And then, he said, when we started this study, we just were doing it for the fun of it. We weren't going to go anywhere with it. We were just having fun. However, he's looking at the fingers and penalty records of professional hockey players to see if they confirm his results. But he said if you wanted to assess a potential mate by their fingers, he said it's a little premature because he said finger length explains only 5% of the variation in physically aggressive behavior between individuals. But it does suggest more that more of our personalities are determined in the womb than we thought. So they are just scientifically beginning to understand what has been around and understood by many, many skilled people for centuries. I have in my library, I need to pull it out one of these days, a book on a gentleman who researched prisoners in various institutions for years and did scientific analysis. And I think this was back in the early 1900s. And the findings that he came up with after many, many years of doing this were just amazing. And they found that this man was so incredibly accurate at what he was able to perceive about people. It really shocked a lot. So I'll have to find that bit of information and share it with you. And then also I wanted to share with you that fingerprints, you know, that's another part of identification, isn't it? Pretty soon we're going to have just about everything. They're either going to get an eye print of you or a fingerprint of you. You know, the, what do I want to say, the sci-fi expectations are now actually being lived in our world today. And, of course, fingerprints have been around for a long time, and everybody has their own unique set, and there's just very, very few that don't have fingerprints, and there is a rare disease that causes that. But fingerprints don't show up very easily on porous paper, on wood, textiles, leather, adhesive, plastic, or even human skin. And children's prints disappear very rapidly because the oils in their hands don't last very long. Also, with print detection techniques, many times they actually destroy evidence. There's a lot we've learned. Now, methods using powder, liquid, or fumes cover or react chemically with fingerprints. Sometimes they can damage DNA and other clues in the process of using them. Well, there was an analytical chemist, Christopher Worley, and his colleagues who were at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico. And they decided they needed to figure out a better way. So what they did, they adapted an existing X-ray technique to capture fingerprints and analyze their chemical composition. Don't you just love the way people will come up with new concepts? Now, using it, investigators now can find out what a fingerprint's owner had been handling. If they had been handling bomb-making materials or anything like that, said it gives you not just a physical pattern, but information contained within it. Now, Max Houck, who is the director of Forensic Science Initiative at West Virginia University, said they have essentially come up with a technique to make the evidence do double duty. Now, what this is, it's a micro X-ray fluorescent, and what it uses is a tiny beam to agitate the atoms of the elements making up the print, and it causes each of them to emit a distinctive X-ray signature. I told you it sounded like something out of a sci-fi movie. Computer software then turns this information into a multicolored fingerprint with different hues representing the intensity of any element that they find. Sodium from your sweat, for example. Hand lotion. It's similar to what the Weather Channel does when they show heavy versus light precipitation on a map using color. Now, we're not going to be able to see a portable vision version of this anytime soon, especially when it comes to crime detection. Right now, what they're using, what they've developed, is the size of a football, footlocker, and requires 30 hours to scan a single print. He said it would be a very expensive way to visualize prints on a regular basis, but it's a good thing to have anytime you need to squeeze more information out of them. I bet you they're going to come up with something that is portable, that is going to be able to utilize this, because we have so many brains that are working together. And when you get a bunch of them, they're going to figure out some way that we're going to be able to utilize this capability, and then it will be portable, and it will make a big difference in a lot of things. I am often just in awe with the way that people are able to determine different points of information and how they'll say, we have a problem here, what can we do to resolve it? So I'm waiting for the little button on the chest, like Captain Kirk had, where he could talk and you didn't have to have, you know, cell phones or anything else, and it would go wherever you wanted it to go. Well, that's coming, I'm sure. And then also, there's just so much that we are evolving towards. And I think that we always have to look at how are we going to continue to educate ourselves and keep up with all of this. I don't know how a lot of people do it, because I know some people in the industry, they even have a problem keeping up with everything. It's just absolutely phenomenal. But doesn't it make life interesting? I think so. I mean, think makes life very, very interesting. This is Donna Sebo, and hey, if you'd like to give me a buzz and let me light up your life with a little intuitive insight, here are the telephone numbers to call into in the U.S., 877-876-5227. And from Canada, you can call me at 888-810-8322. I want to mention to those of you who are listening to me from the state of Washington, I'm going to be doing an appearance at the Northwest Women's Show at the end of March. It's the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th. This is such a fabulous event. I've been involved with them for the past few years. The staff is just wonderful, but the event itself is breathtaking. My booth number is going to be 406, and I'm also going to be doing a program each day when I'm there. I'm going to be doing a presentation, so all of that is for free to anybody that wants to come and listen. But more than anything else, it is an event of events that just is absolutely dynamic, and there's just everything imaginable, ladies, that you could possibly want to explore. It is there, and it is so much fun. So if you can, mark down booth 406. Just know you can come on by and say hello, because I will be there. I'll also be doing many readings, and I'll have a whole bunch of books from different sources that will be there available. And then I'll be able to chat with you not only about maybe doing some readings, but there's so many other things that are going on. And it's a delight to always meet those of you that are regular listeners to the show. So this is in the state of Washington. I'll be doing that. I'm also going to be in New York. At the very end of March, I have an appearance there for those of you who are listeners in New York City or in surrounding areas. I'll be back there. I'll be there for just a couple of days because I have a special appearance, but I'll also be available for private consultation. So give me a call if that's something that's interesting to you. And I want to let you know about my guests that are coming up this week. Oh, we've got a wonderful lineup. Now, we were talking about how to keep your cholesterol down today. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Dr. Urema. And this is a man that walked a walk of learning that he, as a physician, had better take care of himself. And he came together with a team of people. Ayurvedic medicine is what we're going to be talking about. But more than that, we're going to be talking about food and how you can eat, taste, and heal. Wonderful book. This book is just absolutely gorgeous. So Dr. Urema is going to be my guest tomorrow. And then on Thursday, Saul Silas Fassi. This is a gentleman who escaped from Baghdad. And his book is fascinating reading. It's called Full Circle, Escape from Baghdad. This is a person that has so much information about the history of the Middle East, how it affected him, his family, and his life even today. And then on Friday, hey gals, you're going to love this, antique jewelry. If you're like most women, you enjoy unique pieces, you like going and looking at pretty things, and maybe you have a whole slew of stuff in your jewelry box that you inherited from a relative, a friend. I've got a girlfriend that has hundreds of pieces of costume jewelry, and she has a small fortune than her in her special case that she keeps all these wonderful pieces from, and she inherited many of them from her grandmother. So if you have something like this, you're not going to want to miss Lee Leshner, who's going to be my guest on Friday. And then next week, we're going to be talking with Michael Vitez. Did you enjoy the movies Rocky? Well, you're going to want to hear some Rocky stories, yes. We're going to be going to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and just hearing all kinds of things. And then we're going to be talking with Russell Friedman about his wonderful book, Moving On, Unlocking the Einstein Code. Yes, Dr. Ken Gibson is going to be my guest. We're going to find out how our brains can be expanded in their capabilities. And then Maureen Caudill is going to be my guest. Suddenly Psychic, we had to change her interview time. We had her booked for earlier in the month of January, but that was not going to work out. So we've got her in February. This woman's story is awesome, and you're not going to want to miss it. This is a woman who is a physicist that thought, Psychic, give me a break. This stuff isn't real. But you know what? She went through some training, and she came out. She can do remote viewing. Not going to want to miss it. We have so many other wonderful, wonderful guests. So tell your friends, and remember, as we get those archives up, you're going to be able to listen to any one of the shows and find out more about those that you've missed. And we just have a great lineup of guests. Don't go away. We're coming right back. We'll be with you in just a moment or two.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Hey, if you'd like to chat, give me a buzz. I'd be delighted to give you some intuitive insights. 877 here in the U.S., 877-876-5227. And then in Canada, give me a call at 888-810-8322. All I need is your first name or initial, and just let me give you my impressions, and then you can ask me a question about anything you want. I like talking about success stories, and I know people will say, Donna, don't you ever get weary of finding out about information about all these different people? I don't even know where you find them. Well, trust me, I have people sending me information. I read, believe it or not, 400 to 600 books a year. Yes, that includes magazines, that includes newspapers, that includes all kinds of things, because if I'm going to bring interesting information to you, I have to go through that much material. Now, some people may not choose to do that, but that's what I choose to do, because I love to read and I love to learn. And I find success stories are so important. We can all talk about the down stories, can't we? We can all talk about failures, but that gets to be so stuffy and so old. And why stay there? We can all have failures. But if we really want success in our life, we need to focus on where we want to put our attitudes, our mind, and our action. And so often, when we hear people's stories, we'll think, oh, gee, that was so simple for them. Well, baloney. These people have had often to go through some terrific trials and tribulations. Sometimes it's dealing with self-esteem. Sometimes it's dealing with poverty. Sometimes it's dealing with death, illness. There's all kinds of stuff that affects an individual. But it's wonderful when you are aware of the way people have overcome their adversities. And that gives you that oomph that maybe you need to get you through whatever you're going through. I know it makes a difference to me. It's always been something that I've loved, since I was a little girl. Don't ask me why. It's just always been important to me. People's stories make a difference. And Jeannie Bice is a woman that I just thought I'd spend some time chatting about today because she's a QVC quacker queen. Yes. Wouldn't that be a wonderful title, be called a quacker queen? Well, this woman, who was a widow, did what nobody thought would be possible for her to do. She took the shopping network by storm. And she says it is because when you focus on yes, you make it. When you focus on yes. Now, I've got a picture of her in front of me, and she's got this pillow that has embroidered on it, Believe in Miracles. And she starts talking about herself and how when QVC comes on, there's this fat lady with a headband talking a mile a minute, selling sweaters that make you want to adjust the color on the set. And typically, they think the person's response would be, who is this crazy female that's on this television show? Well, she says, that is me. And Jeannie has a wonderful, wonderful attitude because she absolutely loves what she does. And she said she's not always felt that way. She said she's had some real struggles in her life, and it took her a long time to really, number one, love and appreciate herself for who she is, and two, to go after her dreams. Does that sound a little familiar to you? And she said, I wasn't a born saleswoman. She said, I was very shy. I was always a chubby kid from Wisconsin, and when I was growing up, girls were to be seen and not heard, and only the men were allowed to come front and center. And she said, my dad and my brother were auctioneers. Boy, they were gabbing a mile a minute, weren't they? And she said, my dad was just absolutely awesome. And she said, whenever my dad would go up to do an auction, he'd always talk about the family whose farm equipment or antiques he was selling, and he'd give background, and he said, everybody, taught his daughter this, he said, Jean, everybody has a story to tell, and boy, do I know that to be a fact. And when he gave this personal touch, the item seemed to be valued more by the listeners. And she said, my dad would always get involved with the crowd, and she said it brought a very special touch and a credibility to the auction because my dad really liked people, and they liked him. So she said, I had my dad as a good example, but my self-esteem was really lousy. She said, I could never figure out why anybody would talk with me. She said, I didn't have very many friends, but I learned to listen to my dad, that everybody has a story to tell, and all you have to do is give them a chance to do that. Well, she had enough self-esteem where she went to the University of Wisconsin, and she met her husband, Butch. And she said, we have two beautiful children. She said, I was a stay-at-home mom. I was volunteering. And we did all kinds of activities. And then my girlfriend, my very dearest friend that I would do everything with, Marianne, she said, why don't we start our own business? And I looked at her and I said, huh? And boy, this is what we did. She said, here we were, two housewives who coaxed our husbands into lending us some money. We'd never taken a basic business course. And we opened up, of all things, a clothing shop. And they called it the Silent Woman. She said, we didn't expect to make any money with it. We were just doing it for fun. Well, my friend Marianne ended up getting a divorce, needed a job, and the Silent Woman, we hoped, was going to be able to do that. And she said, very soon, I found I was alone myself. Because on the last day of March, 1981, my husband came home from the store, gave me a kiss because he had to go out and do some things, said, I love you, and then dropped to the floor dead. He had a heart attack. She said he was dead at the age of 40, and it threw her world into a topsy-turvy situation, and you can just imagine. But she said, I was terrified. Now, fear can be a two-edged sword, and what Jeannie found is that she had to get moving. She said, when you get to the end of your rope, you tie a knot and you hang on. Well, they ended up closing their store, and she moved her kids and herself to Florida and started developing her own line of clothing, just fancy tops that she sold at flea markets and street sales. They were just pretty as they could be, but the profit margin was very, very slim to none, and bills had to be paid. But one time in a supermarket, she said, I had a cartload of groceries, and I was at my wit's end because I didn't have enough to buy what was in that cart. So she said, I had to just sort of turn things over to the universe and have faith. And she said, what do you think happened? She said, my son said to me, Mom, if you were going to do one thing different, what would it be? And she said, I would like to be on QVC and sell stuff live, the way Dad, your granddad did at the auctions he ran. And so she put the sign saying QVC, yes, putting it above her desk, focused on it. But she said, I started focusing on yes. And you know what? She ended up getting a call from her local chamber of commerce. 2 weeks later, she had the chance to be on QVC. She did an audition, rolled out a stack of shirts she made, started talking, and didn't even stop. She said, just because you're not a size 6 doesn't mean you have to dress in boring clothes. I don't. Well, she started with QVC in 1995, and everything she had sold out. And that is the beginning of a story of success that goes on today. She can do it, so can you. Maybe not with QVC, but whatever your dream is, just focus on yes. Well, we're out of time. This is Donna Siebel. God bless. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a fabulous day. Talk to you same time, same place, right here on BBSRadio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.